أذاكن بهاي سواه ما رضا كن جبيها গোপী জন পাল জীবন ধারি চৌরঙ্গন ব্রজগঞ্জন রাম না চেরাবনকারি যায় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহাই চন্ন পাল জিন্দর দারি যাতোর নন্দন ব্রজ ধন রঞ্জন যমুনা তীর যমুনা তীর বনচারি জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি
জয় বিষ্ণুপাদ মন্দ্রবৈবাজগাচার্য স্তোত্র সরস্বতী শিশিমারী শ্রীভক্তেন্দ্র স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণবৃন্দ কি হিমাচার্য হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি প্রেম গৌ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসুদী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ শিশি রাধা কৃষ্ণ গৌ গোবিনাথ শ্যামকুণ্ড রকুন্দ গিরি গোবধাম কি শ্রী বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি মায়াপুর নবদ্বীপ ধাম কি জগন্নাথপুরী ধাম কি চলাশী দেবী কি বাক্তি দেবী কি গঙ্গমাই কি যমুনমাই কি সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি সদ্গোস্বামী কি গ্লোরিয়াস টু দ্য সমুদ্রবোটি গ্লোরিয়াস টু দ্য সমুদ্রবোটি ইজ অল গ্লোরিয়াস টু দ্য সমুদ্রবোটি ইজ অল গ্লোরিয়াস টু শ্রী গুরু এন্ড গৌরাঙ্গ ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম নেক্সট টু লাস্ট ভার্স অফ দিস চ্যাপ্টার 63 চ্যাপ্টার 13 উতায়তায়া কৃষ্ণস্য শিরস্য পদয়োপতন আস্তে মহিত্বাম প্রাগদৃষ্টম স্মৃত্বা স্মৃত্বা পুনঃ পুনঃ উতায়তায়া কৃষ্ণস্য চিরস্য পদয়োপতন আস্তে মহিত্বাং প্রাগদৃষ্টং স্মৃত্বা স্মৃত্বা পুনঃ পুনঃ উতায়তায়া কৃষ্ণস্য Chidasya Padayo Patam. Aste Mahitvam Pragdrishtam. Smitva Smitva Puna Puna. Rising repeatedly. Krishnasya of Lord Krishna. Chirasya for a long time. Padayo at the lotus feet. Patam falling down. Aste remained. Mahitbam. The greatness, Prakrishtam, which he had previously seen, Smitva, Smitva, remembering and remembering, Puna, Puna, again and again. Translation, rising and falling again and again at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna for a long time. Lord Brahma remembered over and over the Lord's greatness he had just seen. Purport. As stated in one prayer, Shrutina pare smitini tare bharatanani bhajanto bhavabita hamihanangam vande yasya linde param brahma. Let others study the Vedas, smriti, and Mahabharata, fearing material existence. But I shall worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard is crawling the Supreme Brahman. Nanda Maharaj is so great that the Para Brahman is crawling in his yard, therefore I shall worship him. Padyavali 126. Brahma was falling down in ecstasy because of the presence of the Supreme Personality of God, who was exactly resembling a human child. Brahma was naturally astonished. Therefore, with a faltering voice, he offered prayers, understanding that here was the Supreme Personality. Om Jnanatam Arandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshaya Maritam Jena Tajmai Shri Ganave Namah Shri Chaitanya Nabhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeyam Shri Garo Shri Tavadagamalam Shri Garum Vaishnavam Sa Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Vagratam Itam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savaduta Parijana Zahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shirada Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivasha Kavitam Sha. Hey Krishna Karana Sindha Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikakam Rava Kanta Namostate Jamalam Midabu Jukana Kavidata Sankirtana Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishwambaro Dijbaro Jugadama Palo Vande Jagat Priya Karo Kuranavati. Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Utaktaya Krishnasya Chirasya Padaya Patam Nashtam Hittam Pradvishtam Smitma Smitma Puna Puna. Rising and falling again and again at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna for a long time, Lord Brahma remembered over and over the Lord's greatness he had just seen. So at the end of Bhagavad Gita we have this type of verse. Rajan Samsmritya Samsmritya. There's two of them, in fact. First one is 77. Or rather, the first one is 76. Rajan Samsmritya Samsmritya Sambhadami Mamadbhutam. So this verse. Case of Arjanyo Punyam Vishyamicha Mahur Mahu. It also says Mahur Mahu repeatedly. That means repeatedly, but it says it repeatedly. O King, as I repeatedly recall this wondrous and holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I take pleasure being thrilled at every moment. And the next one also says, this one says Smitba. Remembering. And here it's Sangsmritya. So completely more. You can decide. It's the same. Tachcha Sangsmritya Sangsmritya Rupa Madhyad Bhutam Hare. Both these verses has Adbhutam, which means wonderful. Rupa Madhyad Bhutam Hare Vishmayome Rahan Rajan Vishyami Puna Puna. This verse has Mahan. Great. And this verse has Mahitvam. The greatness. Quite a few similarities. The alliteration is there. Repeated. This one says Puna Puna. Today's verse says Puna Puna. And the Gita verse 77, next to the last verse, also says Puna Puna. O King, as I remember the wonderful form of Lord Krishna, I am struck with wonder more and more, and I rejoice again and again. Namaste stu Puna Puna. This word is used in one of the prayers of Arjuna in 11th chapter also. Again and again, from behind and front, I offer Kasmat Chite Nano and Mahatnyan. Uses the same thing, Arjuna. Greatness. So this means that at least we have to come to the stage of realizing the greatness of Krishna. And remembering is something that we've been always hearing a long time this morning, every day, every Saturday, about impersonalism. Why is that bad? What's wrong with it? No, but it's not so bad if we understand the Brahman aspect. This is the first aspect of Krishna. Bhamati Paramatmati. Then if you realize this greatness, this is realizing the greatness. That's not bad. But impersonalism means that you attribute, there's no attributes. So what can you remember of nothing with no attributes? Well, at least if you think very great is very great. God is very great. Yes. Muslims, they say God is great. And the Christians, all religions, they say God is great. If it's an actual religion, then they say God is great. Prabhupada summarized God consciousness like that. God is great, you are small, you worship God, praise God. And then, of course, there starts like this and it's unlimited. You can swim near or swim forever in the ocean of nectar. So by this Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, we were hearing yesterday, Shesha was doing very nicely, getting everybody to tweak their mind and remembering Krishna. Prabhupada says the pr- primary way to remember Krishna is by chanting Hare Krishna. There's a verse in, there's many verses in many places, but there is one in 6th Canto that describes Ajamiyo, about Ajamiyo, and the benefits also of chanting that even if one is a great, here is described in this verse, smritim apare, shrutim apare smritim itare. This is the shruti smriti. Shruti smriti, what is it? Puranari pancharatriki vidin vina I can't take it here, bhakti patara kapate. We have to stick to the shruti and the smriti, but simply sticking to shruti and smriti may not be enough. But smriti does mean also to remember. Shruti means directly to hear, so we're involved in hearing and remembering. Prabhupada said, I was in Henry Street, he gave one lecture there, that Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, but to artificially try to perform Smaranam without the first two, Shravanam, Kirtanam, then you cannot have it. Dhyana Vastita Tadgatayana Manasahapa Sampiyan Yogino. In the end of Bhagavatam, last chapter, famous verse, second line, probably quoted many times, our Acharya's quote. Dhyana means meditation. Meditation means remembering. Remembering. Dhyana Vastita Tadgatayana Manasah. With your mind, you have to. Maya Sapta. So the yogis, they're also remembering, but not without Krishna, with the memory within, Krishna within, but not without Krishna, Prabhupada says. There has to be something to remember. So sometimes the yogis, so-called modern yogis, they prescribe, the guru will say, you just remember me. Prabhupada said he went to Aurobindo Ashram one time. Actually, you know that? He went to Aurobindo. Aurobindo means he's a Bengali. He was a politician, some kind of intellectual guy. Then he decided he was guru. He still had a big ashram. I went to in 2000. We went there. You know, in Pondicherry. And so, but Prabhupada said, he asked them, what do you think of? He said, no, we think of Aurobindo. But he's not Krishna, unfortunately. Aurobindo Dalataksham. Krishna has so many attributes. One of them is Aurobindo Dalataksham. He's lotus-eyed. But he's not just Aurobindo. Aurobindo is not different from Krishna. Of course, they follow some principles, so they make some advancement. That's good. But Krishna says in Gita, in many places, man manabhava madbhakto madhyajimam yoyistik maya vesha manomayam nitya yukto pasate maya sakta manapata yoga nindramanasha. In many places, beginning of the 7th chapter, maya shakta, with your mind attached to me, maya sakta manapata yoga nindram, that's yoga, yoga nindramanasha. And you take shelter of me. Can you take shelter of the void? You can try. That's void philosophy. I used to do that, actually, try that. It's not so much fun. I mean, just sitting on the beach very comfortably, living on the beach. And I used to, because I read some Buddhist thing that said, you simply think of void. It's kind of better than thinking of total maya. You stare out of the sky and ocean, try to think. But you can get distracted very quickly. But while you're doing it, maybe it's just like you stop banging your head against the wall, and it feels okay. Anyone want to try that? If you stop getting hit by cars or shot by, you know, bullets, or shot by bullets, it's not recommended. Cars are also a little tough, but banging your head is not bad. You can live through that. Puna, punas chavita chavananam. This word is also used, puna puna, when also engaging in maya very nicely. Puna puna chavita chavananam. Now, chewing the truth again and again. Puna puna. So in English we're a very kind of stupid language. It's good if we use it for Krishna. But compared to Sanskrit or Bengali, it's not too good. We can try it. We are trying it right now. But they have such wonderful ornaments in their language in English. Probably just to make fun sometimes. Because even if you read it, it doesn't make sense. Beautiful. Especially you have in French also have words that you don't make the sound or anything like that. So, but here you have puna puna, again and again. It is again, but they say it again and again too. Sometimes three times. And I've seen one shloka where it said, Shruti Smaran is Vedic. It was mentioned by Jiva Goswami. I didn't remember it, but. So it's wonderful. Yasmare Pundarik Aksham Sabdahyapyantara Shuchi. One of the first verses we hear, we get initiated, we have to chant. What's the beginning of that verse? Alma Pavitra Pavitra Va Savastam Vidopi Va. Whatever you're doing, main thing is to remember Yasmare Pundarik Aksham. Pundarik Aksham means a lotus eye or a bindo. No, don't remember. White?
White.
Yeah? White lotus.
No color.
No color? Why?
It's clean, pure.
Pure. Okay. No, Aksham means eye.
Yeah.
Pundarik Aksham, but Pundarik is the name of a lotus eye too. Pundarik Aksham and Yasmaret. One should remember. Yasmaret, Pundarik Aksham, and he'll become pure. Hari Smaret. Now, Rupa Goswami has one verse, Avikrava Matir, that verse, he says, if one gets to a point where he doesn't care about eating, sleeping, and where he's going to be comfortable, Bhaksachadana Sadhani, then he can remember Krishna. And conversely, if you're always remembering, because this is simply a process of remembering. Therefore, Prabhupada says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Hearing and remembering, there's no difference. Hearing, in the beginning of the second chapter, we read the verse, Tasma Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Hara Ishvara Smartabhyak, what is it? Shoktabhyak Kititabhyasya Smartabhyak Chechita Bharam. That one should always, under all circumstances, hear and glorify and remember. So first we hear Shuta Ekshita, then we'll see Krishna. So therefore we are engaged in hearing. Best thing is always Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So we were talking about this verse in 6th Kano. Niniskatari Vita Bhamavadibis. That one, if he's simply involved in the Shruti Smriti, as it's said here, other than studying Vedas, Krishna says, I am comparable with Vedanta, all these things. But if he doesn't come to the point of remembering Krishna, then Krishna himself says in 11th Kanda, many verses, but the ones I'm thinking of, he, Gamdubdu Doham Asatim. Chabaryam. This verse is wonderful. Shabda Brahma Nishnata also. Prabhupada quotes one verse, but the first, second one, one of them, is a little more poetic. Krishna, he gives the basic, then he. Dam dubda doham asatim chabaryam. Dam dubda doham means that you went to a cow, you have a cow, so we have many here on the farm. They don't give milk. Okay. So, we won't talk about that. But one who has a cow that doesn't give milk, Krishna says, it's like studying the Vedas and you don't come to Krishna. But the milk is the essence. Dugdha Gopala Nandana. You get the nectar to get the essence of the cow's milk. So Dugdudonam means the cow that already gave milk is finished. Even if they still give milk sometime later, but now it's dry. But right now it's a little hard to keep it. Or you have an old cow. Basically, Krishna says, Asatim, then he says, Asatim Chabayam. Asatim means your wife, Bayam, is not chaste. That's a little more step worse. Your wife's not chaste. Then the next thing he says that your child, who is also useless, a fool, rascal, like Chanakya Pandit says, a son that is not a pundit, he's not a devotee, he's not a pundit, he's simply a rascal, he's like blind eyes, that's all. You get a lot of trouble. Chakshu Padava Kiranam is simply trouble. So Krishna said that is like, I'm giving charity to someone who is with that, giving your money away to rascals. But that's going on all over the world. Anyone who's not giving to is Krishna conscious movement, who is he giving to? Apatya, those who are. You don't know. So Krishna says in 17th chapter also. In so many ways, Krishna's illustrating it's useless to study Vedas like here. Shruti Napare, they study the Vedas. Smriti Itare, and the Smriti also, those are talks that embellish Vedas, Shruti, Smriti, Puranas. Bharatamanye, and they read Mahabharat also, that's nice. Of course, if you read Mahabharat, you'll get Bhagavad Gita, hopefully also. You have to be pretty stupid not to notice 700 verses. But that could happen, it's not unheard of. That if one is not in the parampara, if he doesn't get his mantras, nishpara, there's no fruit. No, still, Vyasadeva was chastised by Narada Muni that you've composed it in the Mahabharata. I mean, that's pretty good. Hey, you compiled all these Vedas and Mahabharata and even Vedanta Sutra. So, hey, what's the matter? But he was feeling not too good, Vyas. And Narada Muni said, what's the matter? He was kind of like that, saying, you should be all right, no? No, I don't feel too good. Snatashamanyumanalam. But you're a man of unlimited knowledge. Please help me. Because he was feeling fallen. It says Brahma was falling down in ecstasy. Now, he is in ecstasy already. He's in a higher stage. But when one understands his fallen condition, then he can take to this hearing and chanting. Antakale. Chamame va smayam mukta kalevaram. Krishna says to remember me. It's the 8th chapter. In the beginning of the 8th chapter, there was some conversation where Arjuna asked Krishna, Sarivutari, Kim tad brahma kim adyatman, kim kanapu, tell me all about what is the soul, what is the material world, the demigods, and like that. Then Krishna said, yeah, he explained it. The whole world is temporary and is transient. And the next thing he started to tell him all about, hey, best thing is just remember me. You don't have to worry about all these things. Smaram mukta kalevaram. When he remembers me, smaram smaram agam harami taram manye kimanye me. Prabhupada quotes one verse by Madhavendra Puri that Madhavendra Puri is the grand guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was saying, I don't need, this morning bath. I think Madame Mahani, you know the verses. How does it go? You know the other one. The other one is a good too. What does the other one say? Sharp moralist. Anyway, there's two big verses quoted by Prabhupada there. He says, I don't mind. I'm simply thinking of Krishna. Smile, smile, Madame, and that's enough to remove all my smaranta, smarantascha. Krishna has in the 11th canto many wonderful verses. This one says, the devotees, they remind each other. And by this reminding, then all their sinful, all their attachments are destroyed automatically. Machita magata prana, bodhyanta parasparam, katyantaschaman, nitya, tashanti charamanti cha. Always thinking of me, and they're speaking, conversing about Krishna. But the impersonalists, they cannot speak anything. Indra Dhimma Maharaj, he put one newsletter out recently, the other day. He went somewhere, what is that country? North of India, northwest? Bhutan or one of those places. Buddhist country. And he climbed like all these big mountains. And he came to the Buddha. Many Buddhists in there seemed to be very happy, that whole place. But they're still there. When he came up way up the high mountain, his disciples were saying, so why did he come here? He's simply, they're meditating way high in the mountain. The country is already in the mountains. And then you have to climb another 10,000 feet to go there. They walked across the whole country or something, or at least they went across a 10-day trip. They went to many Buddhist ashrams. They're similar, a little different in each place, but they're simply sitting there for hours. And they're able to do that. It's kind of dry, but because they have some kind of punya, they're able to sit like that. You try to get average Americans to sit. These kids, they go there and they sit for that. But they have this peaceful country, so they're able to do that. You can't do that. So this was recommended to Arjuna also to sit and Shucho Deshe Patishtapyas Dhyanamasanamatmana, the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna said, I can't do that. I was like... So Krishna said, it's possible. Abhyasana to Kunte Vairagina, by constant practice you can do. So Krishna says there in eighth chapter, Abhyasa Yoga Yuptana, Chaitasa Manyagamina. You should practice, but always think of me, Chaitasa Manyagamina, without deviation. Manyagamina. Paramam Purusham Vidyan, but he says Purusham, the Supreme Person. Paramam Purusham Vidyan. Yati Parchana Chintana, always thinking, memory. But by hearing Hare Krishna mantra, so I'm getting to the last line of this sixth chapter verse, sixth canto, second chapter. It says, Tariyatama Shloka Gunopalambakam, that by that remembering just the name of Krishna, then all everything will be. Because there's different types of names also. You have Ishvara, Brahma. There's no qualities in these. There's a Goma name, indirect name. They're not Mukhya names like we have Mukhya. Direct, chief, the chief name. So we have, by chanting the name Krishna, 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 you know, and we hear more about Krishna's activity than we remember Krishna. Actually Krishna. But here, Brahma, he's directly. It says he's remembering it. But even he's remembering it, but he just saw Krishna, he's still with him. So there's, you can't say which is remembering, which is hearing, which is... It breaks down. In Upadeshamrita there, that categories are given, that first, what is it? Dhruvana Smriti, we heard that. The gradual, Shravana Das, Smarana Das, first hearing, then remembering, then gradually, more and more. So everything depends on continual, the more we, Partana Chintana, continual. Abhyasa Yoga Yuktana Chaitasa Manyagamina, uninterrupted. So no one can fool himself or anyone else. If he's remembering Krishna, the more he's remembering, he knows, just like Prabhupada would say, Tushti Pushti Kshut Abhayam. You eat a nice plate, I don't have to come in and say, oh, can you sign that you ate the plate, you liked it or something? Yeah, I can sign it, but... Yeah, okay, I liked it, it was good. But it's not the same as tasting. Shuddha Nama Ruchi. Tasting the Shuddha Nama. So the more we're tasting it, the more we're remembering, the more we're remembering. That's why that same verse in the 11th canto, Krishna says, bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. The more bhakti we get, then that increases bhakti more and more. So the more we're hearing and chanting, then the more we remember, the more we remember, we'll say, I better chant, I can remember. I better read some shlokas, I better memorize these shlokas. The more we remember the verses, we're chanting the verses, we're hearing the verses, so what should we do? We're chanting Hare Krishna, we're remembering. Remember, Bolo. Therefore, we always stay Bhakta Sannivas in association of the devotees, because even if we forget, they're chanting. Just like it's so nice if somebody comes like, who knows so many things. You might say, oh, well, it's Gyan. That's not Gyan. Mumbling shlokas is not Gyan. That's not ordinary mumbling Gyan. That's real Gyan. In 14th chapter beginning, Krishna gives the verse in Gita that idam gyanam upashracha mama saddhanam agata idam gyanam gyananam gyanam uttamam. He says in first verse, second verse, he says that if you take shelter of this gyan, then mama saddhanam agata, you'll get my nature. You'll get my nature. Smara mukta kalayuram. By this memory, ante antakale chamanuga smara mukta kalayuram. Antakale, in the second chapter, what is it? Antakale nana smriti, in his way. He says, finally, you have to give up all attachment, dehe, to the body. Whatever you do, we may be doing so many things, our household duties, we may be sannyasi or whatever it is. At the end, ante narayana smriti, smriti to remember. Nine. In our case, we are prescribed Krishna. Of course, narayana, as we're going to read in the next chapter, that narayana comes narayana. One of Brahma's prayers, he says, I only know I am. You're my father and I am. Wait a minute. Oh, now he says, I didn't know before, but now I know. He knew that Narayan was his father, but then he said, but you are Narayan. Narayan has told me, he said, I'm a Dehina, I'm a Pascha. You're the Shakshi. You're the super soul, the witness of everything. You're the person who lives in the water, the same person that I'm born from. Touch chapi satyam natavayamai. You're never under illusion. Never under illusion. Nayanandam marabu jarayamai. Touch chapi satyam natavayamai. So all those prayers are coming up. Next chapter, unless we decide to go back to the first canon. I don't think we are. Some people are protesting like that. But you saw the schedule, we're not going back. No. 14 chapters next. Straight. Sometimes out of sentiment, we're thinking, we're only going to read Prabhupada, we won't read. Because 14 chapters is the last chapter, Prabhupada. But there's so many quotes from Prabhupada also. No harm in reading. Anyone comments, questions?
Well, we're talking about the last chapter of Prabhupada translated.
Last verse. Tomorrow, last verse.
So, how do we keep the Prabhupada's flavor after Prabhupada's departure?
There's so many quotes. They're going to quote Krishna book so many times. When they wrote it, they put the... in the back. Oh, not working? Okay.
It was Bhutan.
Bhutan, yeah. So what you do, a nice rock, you know, we have on Thanksgiving. Went to Bhutan. Prabhupada said, I know my disciples are coming, becoming advanced because they have no taste for rock and roll. Okay. You have the cold too? Paraspara. Duri Lagi Hura Hari. We are competing. Who has the best cold? He needs Mike. What's the matter?
That's all right. Sarah, just chanting, only practicing, not absorbed into it, then not possible be to come to a point to remember.
Because sevi jnanam abhasat jnana dhyanam visishyate, from that absorption of intelligence, the dhyan or meditation is possible, otherwise not possible. And practical example, like when even some person chanting and a big accident or dying, they don't remember Krishna right away. After a while, maybe trying to escape.
Well, if they die, they don't have a while to remember.
I know, but this is, I personally checked. I mean, these two person attacked this person. I won't mention the name, everybody knows. At night. So one person grabbed his neck, another person trying to search something in the house. I don't know what it was. But anyway, so I asked him personally, when did you, exact time that you remember Krishna? He said, when they almost ready, left me and then going away. I said, oh, Krishna, Krishna. I said, what happened before? As soon as the attack came, he's trying to escape from the scenery. He's trying to escape. You know, he's trying.
Vayuanilam amitam atedam basmantam shirinam amkritosma katamsa. I may not remember, but that prayer in Ishapanishad, the devotee is saying, the air of life merge with the air, and the body becomes ashes. Om Kutos Baka, please remember all I have done. Because I may not remember.
Also in third chapter, first sloka, middle purport, Prabhupada says, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, without being trained in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, we do not suggest to chant in a secluded place. And if somebody does, it's for their self-adoration.
I thought this would tie into that. That verse that you asked me about was from Madhavendra Puri. It was in the second canto, chapter 4, text 3 and
4. What's the last line?
The last line. Mugdam
mam nigadantu niti nipuna. No, what's the Sanskrit?
Nipuna sadakotin nirbhanam vav navabhah tadapi kilapadaya payoda shute.
You're talking to who?
This one here, the last line is...
anyway, there's many verses.
Smaram smaram agham haranita dalam manye
kinamunama. That one I think I quoted, smaram.
Yeah,
so,
but the point was, is tying into what Prana Govinda was also saying, is when did you think of him? And this is referring to, let's see, he says, Sri Madhavendra Puri, the grand spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, took leave of all karmakandiya obligations in the following words. So that it's the karmakanda. Of course, we don't understand so much karmakanda, but I'm sure if that was in the culture, everybody's very much attached to the karmakanda. And to make that transition is a very significant change, because that's a type of humility. So that he says, oh, my evening prayer, all good unto you. Oh, my morning bath, I bid you goodbye. The demigods and forefathers, please excuse me. I am unable to perform any more offerings for your pleasure. Now I have decided to free myself from all reactions to sin simply by remembering anywhere and everywhere the great descendant of Yadu, the great enemy of Kamsa, Lord Krishna. And I think this is sufficient for me. So what is the use of any further endeavor? So the connection with the body and the life and the whole show here, without Krishna is still the karmakanda mentality to some element. So when one is, as Prana was pointing out, to be able to focus completely on remembering, one is letting go of all the connections with that, and that's a very high stage of humility.
I was reading in Sanyang, what is the book? Bhaktisiddhanta? Bhaktivinoda Alok? One of the books, Bhajan Rahasya, isn't he? He's giving a whole qualification from 11 Kano of the Mahabhagavata 11.2. And so many, you know. And so it's stressing there, the one who is completely absorbed and undeviating. It's very, really high standard of Mahabhagavata. To be Mahabhagavata is not a small time thing.
Unless somebody really chant and glorify loudly, Sri Daita Das, Kirtane Teas, Kore, Uchasre Harinamasa, Kirtana Prabhave, Smarana Savave, Tabinir Jana Bhajana Sambhav. You can remember only if you chanted loudly, glorifying the Lord all the time, then automatically the result of that comes, that contemplation starts and you can remember. Kirtana Prabhave, Smarana Savave. Then Kirtan
Prabhava, Smaran Prabhava. That's
Nijjana Bhajana, Dustamantami.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Kevala Kaitana. Yeah. And that going alone is compared to the, what is it? Stool of the hog. How do you say it like that? Sukarela Bhishta. Going off alone, he says, Sukarela Bhishta.
Jarera
Pratishta. Anything else? Stool of hog is not too good. Raghunath Das has interesting. You have some questions? Get the mic.
I was just thinking in this whole topic of gyan, of like, because you had made the statement that the memorizing slokas and all these things isn't gyan. And I was thinking about how...
It's transcendental gyan. It's not...
It's transcendence in a can, is that what you said? Yeah. It's...
Nahi gyanam asadrisham pavitram vijate. That's why in Yoga Samhita, in the fourth... It's described in the fourth chapter of the Gita. There's nothing as sublime as this transcendental gyan. Nahi gyanam asadrisham. Nothing is equal. Nahi gyanam asadrisham pavitram. Either vijate is, it purifies, and after a while, Kalinatman of Vimbati, he gets all perfection. Samsadin. Paramamitaha.
So, can I ask my question? So, I mean, so just like in Jaimini's Mamamsa Sutras, which delineate the...
Just like what?
Like in Jaimini's Mamamsa Sutras, which delineate the process of Karma Yoga, I was under the understanding that Gyan is also a process, which leads one to a level of understanding, just as the gopis of Vrindavan are also... We know that they're completely conversant in the Vedas. They're completely, they speak Sanskrit, although they're simple cowherd women. Their sole purpose.
Sometimes Prabhupada says they're not jnanis, they're just simple women.
Yeah, not, I mean, they're engaged life. In just remembering, yeah. Krishna.
And, so Jnanini, what does Jnanini have to do with it?
No, I just said just because they were talking about Karma Yoga. And I said, yeah. In the same way that these Mamamsa Sutras delineate a process of Karma Yoga, the Jnanis also have a process of remembering, coming, to, which also ultimately leads one to a level of understanding.
Then you read 19th verse in, what, 7th chapter? Bahanam Janamante. You're a Jnani, that's okay, after many, many lives. Bahanam Janamante. But then you'll, Vasudev Savamiti, you'll realize that Vasudev is everything. Then, Samahatma Asadurabha. So Prabhupada said, why waste your time? You couldn't do it immediately.
It's fully 100% based on their relationship. That's why they're fully conversant. They're not like a jnani or intellectual, but they're based on 100% relationship, and which is the highest. But Jaimini's karmakanda is the false separate identity. It should be condemned. That's why it is not really related.
Mat sarvasva padambojo. That's the conclusion of that sambandha idea. Was it Jaitam Sorito Pangor Mama
Sorito?
Yeah, Sorito Pangor.
Surato.
Okay, there it is. Super.
They're very attracted to each other. Therefore, we glorify Jaitam Sorito Pangor Mama Mamba Matirakati. But we are. Pangu means lame.
But then it's mat sarva sva padambo jo ra.
So if you remember you, we'll be okay. You were going to say? About your hand is a partial rep or what? You're spastic.
Well, I was thinking that related to this idea of bhakti and gyan, that verse bhaktya mam abhijananti javan jashchashmitatuta, and the purport Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur both make the same point, that many impersonalists make the point that this verse is the evidence that by bhakti you get gyan. Bhakti man mama vijanati javan jashtasami tatata
tato mam tatata
tato mam tatato
gyatva knowingness, right?
Vishate tadanantaram. They say that by bhakti you get gyan. So there they make the distinction that this type of tattva that is comes to the person who practices bhakti, it's not something separate from bhakti. In other words, don't think that learning and hearing about Krishna, remembering shlokas, so forth, is not some kind of separate endeavor from bhakti. And the knowledge that comes from practicing bhakti is itself, they say, bhakti vritti, a function of bhakti itself. It is not some kind of separate thing that, oh, I'll memorize shlokas, I'll learn about Krishna like this, and then I'll do my bhajan. It's also included in that. It's its own function of bhakti, so it's not something to be seen as separate or unnecessary, like that.
Like Prabhupada was asked, oh, Swamiji, what do we get from you? What do you get from chanting so much? And Prabhupada just said, we get more chanting. It summarizes it. We get more chanting. That's our benediction is, we're not doing it to get anything except more of a taste than just to hear it. So, none different hearing, chanting, remembering, basically. Sanatana Goswami has that verse, Ekasmin Nindre Pador Bhutan Namam Mitai Vasai Aplaviate Indrayan. He says, by one sense being overcome, this just by hearing the holy name, all the senses become flooded with ecstasy. And then one has this taste for the holy name. You know, it's, even though you may say, oh, are you not remembering? No, we're remembering. We don't need to separately endeavor to remember. Because it's flooded, aplaviyati. Pradobhutam, and the other verse is, Tat Prabhur Janatopi Syan, the name of Krishna, Prabhu, Tat Prabhur Janatopi Syan, by meditating on that name, by hearing it, everyone is benefited, not just us. Others are also benefited. Tat Prabhur Janatopi Syan, like that. Everyone is benefited. Jai, chant loudly. I was just looking at these prayers of the Goswamis. So they're simply remembering, Hey Radhe, Rajadeva, Gajalite, Hey Nama. You know, and then, Yisarvato, Rajapare, Ke, Dara, Mahavivalo. And it's simply overcome by remembering. Gunasmitir, Radha Krishna, Gunasmitir, Madhurimanandena Sangmohito. So this is a type of illusion that we're after, like the six Goswamis, this type of intoxication. Just like King Kulshekhar's one prayer, Apayino, those who don't drink this intoxication nectar, they remain intoxicated by material energy. Those who do, they just enjoy with Krishna. Paino, Govinda, those who drink this nectar, drink this intoxication. You may think you don't drink intoxication. We do. We break all the four regular rules. Prabhupada said, we are gambling, after all, he said. It's not that we don't gamble, no. It's not that we're not intoxicated, no, we are. Intoxicated like by the holy name, Gunasmatir, by our memory. We gamble our whole life away for Krishna. So we do break some principles. We follow these principles. Just like when Krishna Krata got initiated, he was thinking beforehand, he was thinking, well, we should really be enthusiastic about these four regulative principles. You know, no meeting, no like that. And he was thinking, I should, no, not like it's bad. No, this is fantastic. You know, he was thinking like that. So then when he was getting his name, or getting the initiation, there's a picture of it too. Prabhupada said to him, he said, was all four regular, he said the four regular principles, and Prabhupada said, so which is your favorite? And Krishna Krata was completely freaked. You know, you could see his face. He said, Prabhupada read my mind. He did, no doubt about it. Because he knew he was thinking, which is the most enthusiastic, which he should be enthusiastic. I asked him about it later, because I was thinking in my head of a little joke. I mean, it's like, really, I mean, Prabhupada had a way. I don't know if he could make you think something and then say the thing, or you already thought it on your own. That you'll never know. But I was thinking in my head at that initiation, because I was just going to get initiated just after him. So I was thinking, which is your favorite? I was actually thinking those very words in my head as a joke. Just, you know, like, favorite. And then when Prabhupada said that, and Krishna Krata says, Prabhupada read my mind, you know, and Prabhupada started laughing, and they caught the picture there, somebody, Bhargava or somebody. So then I said, what happened? What was going on? He read your mind, and he told me how he was thinking, we should be very enthusiastic, you know, and Prabhupada said that. I wasn't thinking about being, I was thinking that like a joke, you know, in my head, but he was one step ahead of me, way 20 million steps ahead of me. But Prabhupada had some special talents. Anything? Okay, class is over.